Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're in Long Beach, California, across the street from the Convention Center, preparing for the Scuba Show, which is it's the largest consumer show of its kind for divers on the left coast, if not, Midwest on, pretty much. A very, very cool show. It's the night before. We're at the Dan Exhibitor Party at GameWorks, which also has a bowling alley. Mark is with me. Remember Mark from M&M? Mark lives out here on the left coast now, and it's a great opportunity to catch up. He is part of Team Scuba, the bowling team. And how are we holding up there? Because I want to take this trophy home, Mark. What's going on?
We're doing great, good, Greg. We got we're working on a strike or a spare or something here, and we're in the lead just for you.
Are we just? Oh, we are. Okay, we got a 74 in the sixth frame. That's pretty sucky, but that's good enough for divers because divers aren't bowlers, evidently.
No, we're drinkers and divers, not bowlers and divers. So
exactly.
That's how it works.
Yeah, so it's a nice thing. Now, Mark, every time, last few years, we've been able to sync up and catch up. You know, you used to be back in the day in O-Town with us almost all the time, you and Mike. And I went to Australia with Mike last year. We got to get you on one of these trips coming up next, my friend.
Yeah, Greg, I'm feeling a little slighted, but, you know, I know how it goes. I move out here to the left coast, and I get a little left out. But, you know, I'm going to hook up with you guys eventually. You can run, but you cannot hide.
Yes, well, we came to you this time, and, you know, and when we come out to the Scuba Show in Long Beach, Mark comes out with his friend here. Who you got with you?
This is my buddy Tom. He's a new diver, and we've taken him out a few times. Took him to the Cayman Islands for his first few dives, and he was kind of digging that.
Yeah, you liked diving in the Caymans. But what do you mean new diver? Weren't you a diver last year when you were here, or no?
Yeah, I was diving. He just thinks I'm always new to the...
Yeah, you're newer than him.
Right.
Okay, I gotcha. So that makes him new. All right, fair enough. But you guys, when was the last time you went out to the Cayman Islands? What time did you get? When did you go to the Caymans last?
Oh, that was last summer. Wait, I haven't gone this summer yet.
Okay, well, where have you been going lately, Mark? Have you been doing any diving at all off of Catalina Island or doing any of that kind of stuff or what?
No, Greg. No, the water out here is 55 degrees and the visibility is about 5.5 feet. So I haven't ventured out yet, although I'm sure I'll be hearing about this later.
Yes, I think it's better than that. I've heard Catalina Island's quite fun with the seals and the kelp forests and all
too.
That stuff.
I've heard that too.
I just haven't done it yet because you keep hearing you can't get past the 55 degree water temperature.
That's all I need to hear, exactly.
Well, I'm with you there. Now, we're going to Hawaii. You heard about this, right?
Nice, yes. Awesome spot. You'll love it there.
Yes. And have you been there?
I have been there. I think I dove off of Maui about a year and a half ago. Got to hear the whales underwater.
Awesome. Really? What time of year was that? Do they have that year round or what?
It was about January when they were migrating down there, and they I guess they go down there to mate or give birth or something, and it's pretty noisy.
Yeah, interesting. All right, well, if we see some whales, that'll be just icing on the cake. We're going out to dive with mantas at night. And once again, you'll hear all about that next week as we broadcast live from Hawaii. The first time ever Scuba Radio has went to the Hawaiian Islands to get laid. And I like that.
Love that. Love that.
It's it's pretty cool. Pretty cool indeed. Now, we do have these live aboard trips coming up, Mark, and this would be a great opportunity. You just said, hey, you want to join us on one of these trips? We just got back from the Turks and Caicos, had a great time. It was Greg's birthday bash. Had Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. I'm telling you, you're missing tons of fun.
You've got the job, Greg. I hesitate to call it a job, but you are king of let the good times roll.
Okay, I'll take that as a compliment. It ain't a bad gig if you can get away with it, right? So, but what about it? We got another trip coming up in August in the Bahamas out of Exuma. And then in September, we're going out of Freeport in the Bahamas on a wild dolphin cruise for the week. All with our friends at Explorer Ventures. You ought to get on one of them, dude.
This is the most awesome itinerary. I saw that on the email you sent me, and I would love to go, but I'm going with you, I think, in 2010. I'm looking for the 500th dive in 2010, so that's when I'm going to be with you.
Okay, all right. Well, Mark's going to, he's already planning ahead, which is sometimes what you got to do, for sure. Now, either one of those trips, though, in August or September, are Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises. As you heard last week on the broadcast from the Turks and Caicos, were a huge hit. The people on board made out like bandits. We had 6 Bonica underwater high-definition cameras for people to play with and get video. And, of course, we had our friends from Oceanic providing some equipment for people to demo for the week. It was quite an adventure, and everybody had a great time. You know, Kelly was an adventure in her own right on many levels. She brought 18 bikinis with her on that little board trip, which is another Scuba Radio first. But it was really, really cool. Now the person behind the, you know, Explorer Ventures that we work with quite a bit that I haven't had on the air enough, not nearly enough, is our friend Lynn, and she's here at the exhibitor party with Divers Alert Network in Long Beach today. How you doing, Lynn?
I'm doing absolutely great.
Now, I just told everybody what, you know, what we did last week in the Turks and Caicos. What did you hear back at the home office? Did they say, oh, God, it was another Scuba Radio adventure? Woo! But nobody died. It was all good, right?
How did you know that?
I've done these trips enough now. And as long as nobody gets hurt, that's usually a win, right?
It's all good. No, actually, we heard everybody had a great time. And actually, everybody really enjoyed all of the equipment that you brought on board that everybody could test out and try for the week. That went over big.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they really did have a lot of fun with the underwater cameras and using the dive computers. I mean, the thing is, you know, our friends at Oceanic and Aries, they gave me some of these new wrist mount dive computers, and sure enough, we had a couple people that happened on any trip where, you know, someone's having an equipment problem, and one of the ladies on board, she had her dive computer, and sure enough, it went on the fritz because the battery went dead or something. She didn't have the battery, but lo and behold, I just pulled out one of our handy-dandy demo Oceanic dive computers, and she was good to go for the rest of the week. So that was just like a little added bonus for her. She was excited about that, and it was kind of nice to help out. What do you think?
And I would love to try out one of those, actually, myself.
Yeah, matter of fact, I brought a few of them to take to Hawaii, because we're leaving there for Sunday night, and Single Scott is with me. He's going to go with us on this adventure to Hawaii. You might use one of those dive computers, you think?
Well, we are going to use them because I didn't bring mine, so I hope we are going to have some extras.
Yes, exactly. Well, I brought one for myself, Mermaid Angela, and Scott, so we could use, because we're traveling light. We're going to use the rental gear with our friends from Kona Huna Divers, because they said, hey, you need to travel light. You're coming to the islands. No worries. Just come out here, and you know, we'll put a lay around your neck, and we'll take care of the dive equipment needs. But I went ahead and threw in the dive computers because they're little, like, wristwatch size dive computers that do everything you want, nitrox, you name it.
Well, I can't believe it. When I went to weigh in my bags today when we flew here, I usually have 2 bags that weigh about 50 pounds. I only had 1 bag, only weighed 30 pounds.
So, and that ain't a bad deal when you got to pay for them, for sure, in this time. And just it's less garbage to take with you, for sure. So, you know, it's nice. It's a nice thing to have. So the equipment is getting smaller and lighter, and I think as divers we welcome that. We welcome that type of technology, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. The equipment nowadays is just wonderful, and it helps you dive, and it just makes you a better diver now.
Now, I'm looking forward to that trip, but, you know, even looking beyond that, I was just talking to Mark about our liveaboard trips with Explorer Ventures. These are definitely the highlight trips of the year. We've done 2 now. We got 2 more to go, August and September. One of the people on board, Kelly, who was on board with us last week, she's already called me, Lynn, and said, hey, I'm booking for August. I'm coming out with you guys again. So, I mean, how are the trips shaping up? Are they looking good? People starting to ask questions, want to come out and do some of this demo equipment, hang out with us, do a show, or what?
People are starting to ask about that, and the demo part is a big pull, and it's a big plus.
Basically, all the equipment and the freebies that we bring on board is really the, you know, it's the payoff for putting up with us having us on board to annoy them for the week. Is that kind of how it works?
That's exactly how it works.
Yes, it is fun, though. And, you know, it is really cool to see people, like, just you're diving with them for the week, and then, you know, about halfway through or towards the end of the week, I pull out the microphone and start recording stuff with them, and we reflect on what we've been doing as new friends and dive buddies, and it makes for fun radio and just a good time, don't you think? I mean, you've heard the shows, right, Lynn? It's cool, isn't it?
Oh, they're really great, and it's really reflective and encouraging for us to hear that our guests have a good time aboard our Live Aboards. They do become part of what we call our family. There are a lot of people like Single Scott that we know personally, absolutely. Every time he calls, we know who he is. We have met him face-to-face. We enjoy his company aboard the boats as well as in venues like this.
Yeah, and Scott, how many times have you been on the Explorer Ventures Live Aboards? At a week at a time. You got to book it a week at a time. You've been on their boats how many times?
Well, I've been on the boat that goes out of St. Martin and ends up in St. Kitts about 30 times. And I've been on the Turks and Caicos boat just twice. So, I don't know, 30, 35 times.
All right, so I would say that's a fairly good testimonial. I mean, if you want to look at repeat business and a reason someone keeps going by, someone who's went 30 times, I think that says a lot, don't you, Lynn?
Oh, absolutely. And I have to tell you, tonight when I came to join you all here, I had to go around the building, and who do I meet out in front but Single Scott? And, you know, there's not many industries or businesses that you can be in that your guests, the ones who pay us to travel with us, come and personally greet you at the front door. It's absolutely great.
And you have so many customers like that. That is the honest to God truth. A lot of times when we go on these trips, there's always two or three people on the boat that, oh, yeah, this is my second or third trip. And, you know, we had a couple that had been diving with Explorer Ventures before last week with us. And it's really great to see that. And it's very obvious why after you do one of these trips, because the service is impeccable. The crews treat everybody just amazingly well. And the food, oh my God, Stan the man, he put on a good 2-3 pounds, as you can see, in the good spots. He kind of beefed me up more like a football player, don't you think, Lynn?
That's right. Our Live Aboards aren't a place that you're going to go lose a little weight on a dive trip.
Yeah, don't tell that to Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, though. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, exactly. I forgot. I need to keep that quiet. You're going to lose lots of weight aboard our Liverboards. No.
Yeah, well, let me just put it this way. Of her 18 bathing suits or bikinis that she wore them all during the beginning of the week. And by the end of the week, it was like, hey, you want to do some more bikini shots? No! And, you know, but what are you going to do? That's just part of the fun. It just goes with the territory.
I'm sure she still looks far better in a bikini than I do.
Or me, for that matter. What about you, Scott?
Much better than me.
I will say that her red bikini, it does work well with my skin color.
Oh, well, I'll just have to take your word for it.
Okay. Oh, I thought you see TMI, Greg. TMI.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Release the sharks! Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil, it's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request. And that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
And welcome welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master, at the Dan Exhibitor Party across the street from the Hyatt Convention Center, Long Beach Convention Center, home of the Scuba Show in California. Now, I'm hanging with Lynn from Explorer Ventures. We've just been, you know, reminiscing about some of the adventures we've done with them, whether it's in the Turks and Caicos like we did last week, or Saba, or, you know, you can go to the Galapagos with these folks, and, of course, the Bahamas. Now, we have a couple deals coming up. We mentioned our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises. We've got two more left for this year, one in August, one in September. The one in August, Lynn, is out of Georgetown, Exuma, and the dates of that are August 8th, right?
Exactly, August 8th, and it's a great itinerary. What you're going to do is you're going to go out of Georgetown, Great Exuma. You're going to dive Long Island, Conception Island, which is actually a marine sanctuary, which I understand is absolutely incredible diving. Then you're going to go over to San Salvador, where, whether it's happening when you're there or not, they have seen gobs of hammerheads this season. And in just the last few weeks, it's starting to decline a little bit, but there have been tons of hammerheads.
Yeah, now I did that trip last year, and that was really a cool adventure because you get out into some of those uninhabited islands that are kind of nature, you know, they're protected and very rustic and you know, they're away from everything else, so there's no human impact on the area at all, and you get some real pristine diving, and every once in a while, sure enough, here comes a 7-foot hammerhead cruising by into your video. That's great underwater footage for sure. That is an awesome trip any way you look at it. Now, and I would think just alone to be able to go dive a place called Conception Island would be worth the price of admission right there, because say you want to bring your better half and you get a little amorous, you know, hey, we're by Conception Island, honey, why not, right?
Exactly. I never thought of it that way, Craig.
Leave it to me to point out some obvious marketing tidbits to help sell these trips. But yeah, it is a cool adventure. That's August 8th. Through the 15th, and all you have to do is go to exploreventures.com and book that. And by the way, we will have Bonica high-definition underwater cameras on that for people to play with. Also, more dive equipment from Oceanic and Aries. And if that weren't enough, the folks from Olympus Cameras are giving us a bunch of their new point-and-shoot underwater digital cameras to use during the week. These are cameras you can take down to 33 feet without a housing, the latest and greatest point-and-shoot underwater cameras, and you will get some spectacular shots. So it really gives you an opportunity to play with some pretty cool dive toys on top of this exceptional trip in its own right.
Exceptional trip to Conception Island.
Absolutely. And then, okay, so we got that one in August, then in September. Look, you can book them both if you want, but September 26th, we're going out of Freeport on this one, and this one is the one we tried to do last year, and at the last minute, we had a hurricane blow in and create some problems, and we had to postpone it. Didn't get weren't able to do the itinerary last year. However, this year, I know the gods are going to cooperate, and we are going to be able to get on this boat and do this exceptional adventure, and it entails what exactly?
There's a special itinerary we were doing to be with wild spotted dolphins. We actually have Gene Philipsi, who is very, very knowledgeable in their behavior and the habitat, and he will be aboard to help all our guests understand a little bit more about this unique animal. And you're going to do some diving as well as wait and watch and see if you can get in the water with these dolphins.
Yeah, and if that weren't enough, you know, we're at the Dan Exhibitor Party. Jeff Myers, VP of Training for Divers Alert Network, is going to be with us on this trip. So he's going to throw a little Dan speech in here a couple nights during the week. It's going to be quite an adventure. September 26th, Wild Dolphin Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Go to exploreventures.com for all the details. Call him and book it now.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
From Explorer Ventures at the Dan Exhibitor Party here for the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Now, we just told you about the two Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises coming up in August and September. Once again, just go to ExplorerVentures.com, get all the information right there, or just call them up, get the phone number, and they will reserve your spot accordingly so you can join us for one of those adventures. But let's say, for instance, you cannot wait until August to go on one of these trips we just told you about, because they are quite spectacular. And if you got the time and you got a few bucks laying around, you just want to get away at the last minute, you guys are running a little special. What, right around July 4th holiday? Is that the deal, Lynn?
Yes, we're looking at July 4th. Actually, we have some dates in June as well, where what we are doing is a $400 credit toward your trip if you book on those dates. And it's July 4th for Bahamas and our Turks boat, and also July 18th on the Bahamas boat. And there are some spaces left in June. That is being somewhat filled up, but you might call our reservations office and they can check it out for you as well.
Yeah, so, you take advantage of these last-minute deals. I mean, you've still got plenty of time, July 4th. That's over a month away. So if you got the vacation time available or you got the flexibility, take advantage of that $400 credit and book it, and even save a few extra bucks on top of an already great value, because it is one of the other things. We don't talk about that too much, but when the big scheme of things on what a liveaboard adventure like this typically costs, it's very economical, especially if you like to have a cocktail or two after the day of diving is done, because they include that, and some of the other vessels don't do that. That can come up to a substantial savings, can it not, Single Scott?
Well, I can't believe there's any alcohol left on the Turks and Caicos boat after you've been there, but I'm sure they've replenished the boat by now.
Yeah. Well, when they know we're coming on board, I have heard that they make a special run to the local island liquor store to stock accordingly. They've learned, now that we've been on their vessel a few times. Right, Lynn? Is that fair to say?
That's exactly right. I hear it's a run for rum. Is that right?
A run for rum. I like it. All right. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do that right now. We'll be back in just a bit. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're at the Divers Alert Network party for the scuba show, bowling. And Julie has the trophy in her hand right now. And Julie, I haven't looked at the scores, the Scuba Radio score right now to find out if we are in the lead. However, I wanted to come over and just take this trophy for my work that I did for the dive training video that I know both you and Abby have heard about because it's went through the offices there. Dan, now that it's been like 3 weeks since I was in the dive training video playing a dead person. And puking on camera, not once, but four times for the camera. That took a lot of acting ability. And, I mean, I got rave reviews on the shoot. Now, has it got back to the HQ? And have they said, hey, Greg is a natural dead guy or what?
We need a dead guy who's puking. We're calling you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, really. What did they say? I haven't heard anything since that shoot. I was supposed to get a copy of the footage and all this stuff, and I haven't heard squat.
They said you were raw talent. You were absolute raw talent. And they think that you might have actually puked on your own a little bit. And that was perfect for the video.
No, I didn't want to really go there. But the reality was is that, you know, when you chew up a cashew and throw, you know, chug some bottled water to kind of give it that consistency that it needs for the film, it's kind of like rain. You know, people think when they're seeing rain on camera that it's water. It's actually, they actually mix milk in with the water to make it show up on film better. That's the idea between the cashew and the bottled water, Abby. Did you know that?
That is amazing. But you know, Greg, you and I share this. We've been in the videos, not together, but separately. You played a dead guy that vomited, and I played a hero that actually rescued a dead guy. So what does that really say, Greg? What does that say?
Well, it says they can't afford two quality talent at the same time. Because I demand a certain amount of compensation as well as you, and they can't afford both actors of this caliber on the same shoot. Your budgets just aren't that big is what my guess is.
Well, my agent did get me the gig, so you are right. He demanded a bit too much.
Julie?
I have a question. How do you rescue a dead guy?
Well, you resuscitate him. They performed CPR on me, and I came back.
He's dead.
What are you saying? That if you saw me, if I passed out right now and I stopped breathing, you wouldn't try to resuscitate me?
Yes, but it wouldn't be called a rescue.
What would it be called?
A recovery.
If I saw you right now and pass out on the floor, I'd keep bowling, Greg.
He's like, don't do anything. He's just acting.
He's fine. He's fine. Just step over him. That would probably be my reaction. But we wouldn't videotape it and produce it, no.
Well, that's the curse of being a quality actor. Thank you.
Acting.
No, it was fun, though. You know, and by the way, have they shown any of the footage up at HQ yet? Said, hey, here's that goofy guy playing a dead guy at the Dan video shoot this past week.
We watch it all the time. Every staff meeting, in fact, they show your dead guy video. And we applaud and go on and on, and it's just love.
Like, tell me it's real. Tell me it's real.
And all the women get googly-eyed, and hearts are racing. You're just the local heartthrob, Greg.
It's a tough cross to bear, but I do what I can. What are you laughing at?
What? No, no. We're laughing because it's so true. It's so true.
Yes, exactly. Oh, brother.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Being a diver has its rewards, like getting discounts on the latest oceanic gear just for sharing the underwater world with your friends and family. In fact, every time you refer a friend who signs up for a scuba class at an authorized oceanic dealer, each of you will be rewarded with $50 off oceanic gear. There's no limit to the savings you can enjoy. The more you refer, the more you save. Find the oceanic dealer near you and get all the details at oceanicworldwide.com. Reward yourself, reward your friends with oceanic dive gear at oceanicworldwide.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. peak performance buoyancy and the navigation specialty course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Joey, you don't think sharks are sexy, do you?
No. Wait a minute, what was the Little Mermaid?
Ooh, baby.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to going down. Yes, I am Greg Dive Master. We're at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Actually, the Dan Exhibitor Party the night before this major event for the Left Coast Divers. Now, I'm standing here with Dan. It's easy to remember his name because he's wearing a Dan member tag on his shirt, and that happens to be your name too, right, Dan?
Yes, it is.
And you are one of these so-called Left Coast Divers that I just referred to, correct?
Yeah, I teach out of Santa Clara, California. Monterey is local diving for us.
Very nice. I hear the diving's there quite spectacular, and if not there right in the ocean, you can go hang out in the Monterey Aquarium, can't you?
Absolutely, but we prefer the real thing. People come from all over the world to dive in our kelp forests, and we welcome them and have a good time showing them around.
It's definitely on my list. I'll tell you what, if I wasn't going to Hawaii next week, Dan, I would be diving right here off the left coast of California so I could experience kelp diving for the first time. I have not. I've seen all the videos. I've read the books and that kind of thing. I've seen the pictures. I just haven't done it. Is it all that it looks like? It looks like a lot of fun.
It can be. Oftentimes, we swim with otters and harbor seals, sea lions. We see a lot of crabs down there, nudibranchs, octopus. I was with a class last week, and we saw all of those guys out there, and it was just fantastic.
Yeah, well, it does sound like, it's something on my list. It's definitely on the short list, and eventually, if I can get over that whole water temperature thing, I got to come out here in August or sometime, right? Is that the best time, water temperature-wise?
The water temperature is pretty constant all year round. It's the air temperature in the summer, gets warmer, causes a little bit of a bloom in the water. So actually, the winter is the best time where it's a little bit clearer, come around October, November maybe. And give me a call when you're out that way. We'll take you out and show you a good time.
Well, so what's the water temp then? What does it stay year-round? What is the water temp?
Water temperature runs roughly 52 to 56.
Holy crap. Okay. That's cold, dude.
Well,
I'm a warm water wuss, Dan.
Well, I dive with a dry suit, but we had an open water class last week, and all the students were there in two-piece, 7-mil suits, and they were all comfortable.
Okay, well, they weren't warm water wusses. I'll go with the dry suit thing, but it is on my list. I will make this happen, I promise you. But as I said, we're going to Hawaii next week, and I know you have some experience in that part of the world as well, because that is a jump-off spot that you guys go to from here. It's very easy for you guys to get over to the Hawaiian Islands, isn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, I was over at Kona about a month and a half ago and had a great time. It's a little bit farther to get to the Caribbean and places where you're familiar with, but for us, that's the vacation spot to go to for diving. It's an easy jump, and we saw some incredible things. Without a doubt, the Manta Ray night dive is a must-do while you're there. And also, when I was there this last time, got the opportunity to swim with some hammerheads. We came upon a school of two to three dozen hammerheads and just slipped into the water and had a great time hanging with them. So I know you'll see some great stuff there.
Now, hammerhead sharks, they are sharks. And so when you say slip in the water, you think like, oh, I see a pod of dolphins, I'm going to slip in and snorkel with them. You don't really think about that when it comes to hammerhead sharks. But did that ever cross your mind or no?
No, because in all honesty, I'd never seen them before. It's my first sighting.
So you just didn't know any better.
Well, I was with a group of divers that had, and we just slipped in on skin diving gear and hung with them at the surface. And they were fun to watch and were not menacing in any way at all.
So, so I would imagine that's not a common occurrence, or is it, if your friends had done it before?
I'm sorry.
Have they done it? I mean, was that a common occurrence to see a school of hammerheads at the surface or no?
I've been over there about 8 times diving. It's the first time I've ever seen that. So it was pretty rare.
Now, what about the dolphins? I hear they got these spinner dolphins over there in Hawaii. Is that fairly common or is that a seasonal type of thing as well?
Now, those are pretty common. We see them all the time. They like to play in the wake of the boat moving and just kind of hang there and do their thing. And they're a lot of fun to watch.
All right. Well, you've talked about two types of diving that are on my list. I'm going to knock out the second one, the latter one, here next week. You'll hear a live broadcast from Kona next week on the big show. And thanks for for psyching me up. I'm fired up for this Kona thing. And you know what? I will come back, and we're going to do some diving off of Monterey or off Catalina Island or someplace out here and do some of this kelp diving stuff.
Well, I'm jealous. You're going to have a great time. I want to hear about it when you get back, but yeah, you've got an open invitation. Come dive Monterey with us, and we'll show you a good time.
Thank you very much, Dan. And by the way, if you haven't figured it out already, Dan is also a Dan instructor for Dives Alert Network, right?
Absolutely.
All right, good man. Good man indeed. All right, so, you know, we're hanging out here at the Dan party, and we're having quite a good time. It's a bowling event, and, you know, we've had Team Scuba Radio competing quite a bit here for the trophy. What? What's going on, Abby?
Greg, we actually have the winner to the big bowling night tonight.
Oh, you do? Okay, so who gets the trophy or what's the rundown? What's going on here, Abby?
Well, you've already seen the amazing trophy. We already talked about the amazing trophy. But
from 1984.
From 1984, yes. It is a vintage trophy just for tonight. And now we actually have a winner to present the trophy to.
Okay. And that would be who?
Can we get a drum roll?
Drum roll.
Scuba Radio!
Oh, yes! We won? Our team Scuba Radio won the bowling competition?
I cannot believe it. It was not rigged. I know we talked about it, but yes, Team Scuba Radio won.
Wait a minute. I gave somebody $20.
Well, they bought some drinks with it, but I will tell you.
Crap.
When we say Team Scuba Radio, we mean specifically Mark and Tom from Scuba Radio won tonight.
All right! How about that? Guys, thank you for representing there, Mark. You did a good job, it sounds like.
It's a pleasure, Greg. I always like to bring it home for you. You know?
Do we want to talk about, Abby, what was the score exactly?
Speech.
What was the score they received as top? Top score
118.
That's the score you're going to make up.
Oh,
118. Okay.
But we accept this trophy on behalf of Scuba Radio and all your fans, Greg. It's a sterling gold inlay with a thing on it.
Sterling gold inlay, covered plastic, something.
1984 Dan Trophy. This is beautiful.
It
we'll
is.
Get it engraved for
you. It is amazing.
Here's what your listeners don't see, Greg. Mark is actually fighting back the tears. He is actually fighting back the tears right now as we speak.
Is that true, Mark?
I am. It's.
You are such a girl. I'll tell you what. Jeez. But hey, we'll take him because he got a trophy. And congratulations there, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, they tell us not to drink and dive, but I think drinking and bowling does well.
You know what? They go hand in hand. And why not, right? All right, and we got a trophy out of the deal. This ain't a bad gig at all.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Is that a moray in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Hi, this is Angela Little, Miss August 1998 Playboy Playmate, and you are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And here's my close personal friend, Greg, the Dive Master.
You know, Angela Little there, I met her on a flight heading out to the scuba show in Long Beach. So who knows, maybe on this adventure we'll meet someone similar on the way back. We didn't meet them on the way out, but we did bring Mermaid Angela with us, which is kind of one and the same on a little level. We just happened to bring her from Florida all the way out here to the left coast. Now, Angela, you were bowling, but what did I just find out during the break? You were not playing on the Scuba Radio team. You were actually playing against us?
Well, I was playing with you, and now I feel a little upset because you guys got a trophy, and I would just like to announce the second place winner, which was myself, and I'm very proud of that. Only 4 points away, and I could have won and beat you guys. No.
Well, yeah, but that's not, you're supposed to work for us, not against us.
We were working as a team, so if I could get in on that trophy, it'll be all over.
So you were sandbagging, is what you're saying.
I just want the trophy, Greg. I just want the trophy.
All right, we'll come up with something to give you for rolling your balls down the alley there. Alley? Is that it, right? Am I saying it? Alley? Is it an alley? Bowling alley, right?
Bowling alley, yes.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've done the whole bowling thing.
You don't even know where we are, Greg. You don't even know where we are.
How does that make it different from any other day, Angela? Yeah. Come on.
Basically. All I know is you were not bowling. Great.
Yes, well, they didn't have my shoe size. I have a perfect foot. I have a 12.
You know what they say about guys with big shoes.
Yeah. This has daddy. Yes, we've obviously had too much fun here. It's the Dan Exhibitor Party as we get geared up for the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. We're going to do some recording over the weekend and hang out with some of the local divers here on the left coast. You will hear those on future editions of the big show. And don't forget, once again, next week, another Scuba Radio first. Not only have we achieved recognition as best bowlers in the dive industry here today, next week we will broadcast from Hawaii for the first time ever. We're getting late next week on Scuba Radio, and it should be quite an adventure. You've heard it before. We're going to be diving with Kona Huna divers on the Big Island of Kona and doing a night dive with mantas. And they're telling me that 20 to 30 mantas are showing up on this dive. So I am looking forward to it. I have no doubt it will be quite an adventure, and we'll try to cover it for you accordingly here on the big show. And who knows, maybe we'll have some turtles and some spinner dolphins or something like that show up to surprise us and greet us in Hawaii as well. So that's all next week. Do not miss it. Lots of stuff going on. Thank you for hanging in once again. And thanks to our friends from Divers Alert Network and, of course, the people here at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Till next time, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard, blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.